We're going to do a bit of singing here. We're going to do some songs that are going to be in the service as we when we start at later at 3:15. And also, I want to sing for you a Psalm 3 version of mine that I haven't sung for you yet, but we'll sing. I'm going to sing through it, and I want to see if it's going to be singable all the way through it. There might be a couple of spots where you feel like you got to shriek in order to get it, because it goes a little bit high. This might not work, but it might. So anyway, we'll get on to it here. First of all, let's do the songs that are going to be in the service today. Can you put these two on in order? Top one first. Are you guys feeling like we know this one fairly well now? Are we getting there? Some of you guys aren't. So you're shaking your heads. You've only been here a couple of weeks. Here we go. Later.
God is our refuge and strength, the very best help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved, hear God help the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its dwelling.
And again,
God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved to the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Lord Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nation praise the kingdom, sorry unto the voice the earth bells. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. With us, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
This is the latter part of that same song, and we're going to try and flow one into the other in the third. So that we sing the whole song.
Come behold the working of the Lord, who has brought destruction on the earth. He makes war to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and spear and the chariot burns.
I am God.
You can find this one in your Cantus if you want to follow the notes on it. The reason I put it up on overhead is because this is a song along with number 206 in here, a song that we can sing during communion. And it's usually harder to do communion when you got your hands full of a hymn book, and so I put the words up here. So it's 213 in your Cantus if you want to follow along there. The tune, I think, is probably familiar to most of us, and so I thought it would be easy to take it off of here until we learn it well enough so that you don't actually even need it. Right? Okay. It goes like
this. Oh, food of man,
let's try again. Do you feel reasonably comfortable with that, George? Not too bad? Okay. Val, have you tried alpha on this?
I was trying.
Yeah? Okay. You can try that, and I'm going to try tenor and see if we scare one another. Okay? Here's the starting note. Bass is here. Oh, sorry. I'll give you the starting note. There we go. Melody is singing here. you got me. We're at the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the litter of your head. No, lifter.
Yeah.
There we go. I got enough litter in my head, thanks. Okay, song goes like this. You'll notice there are some places where there are echoes. They work all right. But anyway, if I stop and point out everything to you on the way, I will just stop all the time.
Salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield above me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, be afraid of 10,000. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Against me all around, I will not fear. Oh Lord, our shield is at me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. You, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. My glory, and the lifter of my head, for the lifter of my head.
Okay, like so. Were there parts in there that you think are going to be unsingable, congregationally speaking? What do you think? You think that can be sung, Perry, you think? Leo, what do you think? Well, yeah, the chorus is getting a C. Oh, Lord, that's a D. That's consistently the highest note that you're going to wind up hitting, which is not terribly high. There's lots of hymns that hit that. That's how I justify myself.
That's great.
Just
not that hymn.
Just not that hymn. Right. Okay, let me go around it again so that you can hear it, and then we'll consider it a little bit. I have to try and play this with a pick because I find that when I'm doing this song by myself, I can accompany myself with just fingers. If there's other people singing, it drowns it right out. So, or maybe it's just weird. Structure.
rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no help for him in God. There is no salvation for him in God. But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I woke again for the Lord to sing me. I will not be afraid of 10,000. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Against me all around, I will not be. You, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek, you break the teeth of the wicked. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek, you break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. You, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. You're the lifter of my head.
Okay, let's see. Let's just go through a couple of the sections briefly. Go back to the beginning, Zion. I want you for a moment to put yourself in the shoes of the psalmist as best you can, who is expressing these things to the Lord. Oh Lord, how many are my foes? They're all around. He's got foes everywhere, and they're speaking against him. Their words reach into his soul. They're speaking to his soul, saying, there's no help for you in God. Now, I've wondered, how do you express that kind of a sentiment musically? I'm sure that it's been done, but I think that there's the form of music that I'm trying to use here, I think, is suitable for being able to express this sort of a sentiment reasonably well. Now, I might just be saying that because I'm the guitarist and I know how to do this. But anyway, so you'll sort of get the sense, or I tried to develop it so that you can understand a little bit in the music that there is sort of strange, dark stuff going on in this. There is no Okay? Do you get the sense of how that works? I'm leaving some of these lines kind of unfinished musically. How many are my foes? Yeah, it's not usually the line or the note that you use to end stuff on, but it's an upheaval thing, and I felt that fit. So, let's try that again. We'll go through that segment. Just down through the first chorus, we'll go down to here, and then we'll cease for the time being. Here we go.
Oh Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me, many are saying of my soul. There is no help for him in God. There is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and a lifter of my name. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill.
Okay, is there any of that that we need to go through? Or do you sort of catch it? It's catching well enough? Okay, very good.